Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me right now, the former major leaguer, the former Met, and now he's a part of a very cool app, and I was reading about it. It's called the Action Network app, which is going to help you make everybody a better. With real-time spreads, decades of gambling-specific data, analysis, you can download it at actionnetwork.com/app. Paul, how you been?
How you been, Evan? What's going on, man?
I'm excited, especially now in Jersey, because we could do this all this stuff legally. I'm excited to download the app so I can become a better. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, you know what? It's a really cool app. We were the first to really jump in on this whole thing, and Chad Millman, our fearless leader, came over from ESPN to start the network, and it's we've got a cast of characters, but a bunch of really good characters, and I'm obviously one of the guys that's doing horse racing and baseball and contributing in all other sports, and we got guys that are athletes and tremendous writers and just tremendous gamblers, to be honest with you. If you want the analytical part about it, you can get all that. You want sort of like the insides and outs about baseball, which is what I give. And then we have Jeff Schwartz, who obviously played for the Giants for years and 8 years as an NFL lineman. He does football. So we have so many different guys and so many different personalities. And it's very good. It's just like anything your own. You go to the app and you pick who you like and you can follow them, and to each is your own, you know?
Very cool. I always think week one of the NFL is the toughest week to pick. I mean, week one and week 17 are the two toughest. What jumps out at you right out of the gate with some of these lines here in week one?
Well, the first line that jumps out is definitely the Patriots, because when people walk into these new sports books, and these, like you're saying, in Jersey, and now everybody's going to start playing, if you really think about it. You know, it's been legal for a little while, but now football season, the real games start. I think the regular people are going to walk in and look at the line and go, wow, the Patriots are 6.5. They only need to win by a touchdown, not knowing, you know, what's on the other side. And I just felt like from the beginning that line has not moved. It's been a trap line. And if you've bet +6.5 your whole life, you're probably up. It's just one of those things that you don't want to punch, but we know the upside of the Houston Texans. We know Deshaun Watson is going to be healthy. That's number one. That's the number one thing they do have and they do need. We know that J.J. Watt is healthy. Obviously, Clowney became a superstar, what they thought he was going to be after all those injuries. And then they went and picked up Tyrann Mathieu, Honey Badger, who I think a lot of people are underselling, that he's going to help the backside of that defense. And, of course, the Bill O'Brien factor, obviously, with, you know, Belichick, and there was a tight game last year. I could argue, I mean, Houston has a better roster, and I get it. I get it's New England at home, but I just think a lot of people are going to walk into casinos or walk into the new parlors and are going to look at that line and just put, boom, the Patriots, without even and blinking an eye. And that's why you say the first week is the hardest week.
Oh, and the Patriots, I feel like this happens every year. And they lost week one last year to Kansas City. They are most beatable early in seasons. And then they'll start 1-2 or 2-2 or 0-1. And that's when everyone says, they're done. It's finally the end of the Patriots. And then they go out and they win 12 or 13 games. But it seems like the Patriots are more beatable early in seasons than when they get really things going week 12, week 13, week 14, around then.
That is true. And, you know, and obviously with the suspension of Edelman, I mean, they just really don't have a lot of offensive weapons. I see Brady a lot checking down, and it could be a good play as an underplay too. I know the Patriots put up points in the preseason, but the preseason just doesn't matter. I just don't know how deep threat or not. I think teams are going to be able to scrunch the field on them, sort of like Belichick sort of does. Belichick plays that umbrella underneath defense, so you get inside the 20 or 30 and they're hard as heck to score on, and they've been like that for years. I think people are going to do that back to them just because they just don't have any speed in the wide receiver position, anybody downfield. And again, you know, they need to keep Gronk healthy. for all 16 games.
Absolutely. What is the Le'Veon Bell situation done to that Steeler line with Cleveland? Because obviously he's not going to play now. He still hasn't shown up. But what is the Bell situation done to that?
Well, the line has completely gone down. The under and over has gone down significantly now. I'll click on the app now, and I'll find out. Because I was looking at it actually this morning, and my buddy had told me, what do you think was going to happen to the line? I told him, I don't know. It's hard to bet the Browns.
Yes.
This is the bottom line.
Now I'm with you on that.
And yeah, it's gone from 47 to 43.5, Evan, now. So
yeah.
I think that it's affected the under and over more maybe than the switch in the line. Listen, is there going to be turnover there in Cleveland? Is there more – do they have more action? Do they have more athletes? Do they have more weapons? Yes. They're still the Cleveland Browns, man. And it's still like my good friend at the Action Network, Blackjack Fetcher, says, Hugh Jackson. They've won one game under Hugh Jackson. I mean, a blind squirrel can win at least one in two games, three games. That's still my worry. Does it really matter about Le'Veon Bell? I mean, is that the kind of trick line sort of that it sort of tricks you a little bit? Does it really matter? And is Cleveland going to need a couple games to, like, piece all these pieces together with all their new pieces? I don't know. I mean, we saw last night. We saw a lot of games go over in the preseason. Then what did we see last night? We saw a really nice, tight-knit game. I think what you're going to see is the games like that early in the seasons, you know, teams trying to figure out, you know, their situations on offense, that the unders are going to be the sharp plays, and a lot of people are going to go in there and play the overs. And like you said with the Le'Veon Bell thing, everybody's gravitating towards Cleveland. I would just literally steer away from that whole game and that whole situation, because you just don't really know how it's going to go. Then is Big Ben going to start chucking everywhere? It could be a whole different situation.
No, and you're right about taking the unders early, especially with how sloppy these games have been. And the biggest over-under I saw, and maybe the numbers have changed, is the Patriot-Texan game that we just talked about. They have an over-under I saw in the 50s. I think they're the only game that's that high. To me, I would jump on the under with that right out of the gate.
Yeah, there's a couple. Here's the thing. I thought a really good game that my play would be Baltimore and the Bills under. And that the only reason there was, you know, Nathan Peterman, the last time he saw a game, listen, I know he's had a tremendous preseason. But the last time he saw a real game with real lights, he threw 5 interceptions at it. So, Joe Flacco is in his contract year, he got pushed a little bit in the preseason. I do think Baltimore's going to overachieve a little bit. And a lot of people forget that they have a top 5 defense still. And I don't think Peterson's going to throw a ball over 10 yards. I think he's going to be very conservative. I do think that game is a good under game. You're right. You cannot be afraid to not push the under or play the under ticket. A lot of people hate watching games and not rooting for points. It's the bottom line. But more times than not, it's the sharp bet, especially in the NFL. The NFL, it's just so hard to come by points. We get tricked by watching all these college games, and they put up 70. Every game went over 70 points, 80 points. Ridiculous. I mean, it's just the points they put up. But the thing is that college football, they don't have the preseason games, the 3 or 4 games. They have just practices, but you can't simulate. With the NFL guys, they get to simulate a little bit more, and their defenses are more ready on week 1, week 2, you know?
Yeah, we're talking to Paul LaDuca. I got to ask you a catching question, because you've never had as many pass balls in any single season as Gary Sanchez has had this year or even last year. You have any advice for him? Because right now, he's a mess, Paul.
You can't teach hands. I always used to tell everybody, you could buy, you know, a nose now. You can buy anything. You name it. Any part of a body, you can buy it now these days. But
right.
you can't buy hands. And you can't buy hands that can – they can catch. He can hit. The bottom line is like, you can't teach it. Like, I could throw the guy 8 million balls. It's not going to matter. You can't catch it. You can't catch it. So they need to move him. They need to move his position. Or is they going to suck it up or let him play every single day? I always tell people, like Daniel Murphy was a perfect example. Guys that can hit like that, and I wouldn't even say Sanchez is as good of a hitter as Daniel Murphy, because I'd rather have Murphy up with the bases loaded than Sanchez. But you need them to have a position. You need them to have some kind of solace. Even if you're hiding, you're not trying to hide them, or you're trying to hide them. Like, Murphy's still obviously playing second base every day. If they would just left him there, he might have got better. Give him, I guess, repetitions and more games. And I think that's what Gary needs. Either he needs to catch every single day or play a different position or just DH. It's just the bottom line. He can't. But the rate he's going now, it's just he flat out misses balls sometimes, which is so strange to me that a guy that can hit like that can absolutely miss the ball. But I played with a guy named Billy Ashley. I don't know if a lot of people ever heard of him, but he was an outfielder for the Dodgers that had more power than Mike Piazza, and he was the next superstar. If you go look up his name, I think he hit 40 home runs in Albuquerque. He could not catch a fly ball. I mean, a professional athlete couldn't catch a fly ball.
Mm.
And it blew my mind. And, like, it's the same situation sort of with Sanchez. I watched the game. I'm like, wow, he just completely whipped on that. And sometimes I look like he gets crossed up.
Yeah.
So I think it's just the situation now it's in his head, and they just need to either move him or they need to back everything up and start from dead zero. When they made me a catcher, I was awful. And you got to just have that confidence level. And then one day it just clicked to me.
Right.
Okay, this is what I need to do, and I think that's what he needs, you know.
Well, good luck with the Action Network. Very, very cool app, and I appreciate you popping on with us, Paul, as always.
Oh, man, anytime, you bet.
Thank you. Paul LaDuca, now part of the Action Network, an app that makes you a better, with real-time spreads, decades of gambling-specific data and analysis, and the ability to track every bet you make. You can share your wins with friends, stay up to speed on the sports info. You can download it at actionnetwork.com/app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.